Old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Thursday, April 30th. It's the end of the month sale here at Fletcher Dodge, and they're doing deals. We'll hear more from Zippy and Frank on that, as well as Frank's picks for the Kentucky Derby. We've got Morning Mayhem fully assembled with Baz, Raj, Justin, and Christian. Don't forget, too, tonight Roger will be doing trivia at Mainline Sports Bar. That's always a fun time. And then racing, by the way, racing today. I think first post time is, 12:45. They got racing today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And that's it at Oaklawn. Season's done.
That's right. That's on the 2nd. Now, Friday night, Rick Springfield.
Oh, that's right.
Is a big event center. I saw where Sawyer Brown's coming in July. I've always liked that. You know, there's a couple of things that do. Mark Miller.
Where now?
That's the
event center. And so, Rick, I think tickets are still available. So, go to Oaklawn.com. You can find out about Rick Springfield tickets and Sawyer Brown and whomever else may be coming this summer.
I was going to ask Justin, can you name me a Rick Springfield song off the top of your head?
Was that Jesse's Girl?
Yeah, that's very good. That's probably the most recognizable. Yeah. He had three or four pretty big hits back in the 70s. He was also soap opera star.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to be visiting with R.J. Hawk. He'll be coming by, Frank, here in just a minute, as well as Melinda Mayo. A couple things here, a couple messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. I tell Mr. Fletcher I bought my wife a Jeep Compass from TJ. Wife loves it, and we'll be there this weekend to buy a vehicle for our grandson. So there you go. There's one. Here's one that says, my three boys love staying in a room by the swimming pool at Frank's Hotel, and then the amazing breakfast they get as well, and the steakhouse is top-notch. Here's one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's one that says, why does everyone make sense on the money for U of A, especially Frank and Justin, but the powers that be in Fayetteville are struggling? Looks like a few guys. Roger Kramer from our station.
Right.
So want to give a shout out to his wife for National Hairstylist Day.
Oh, I didn't know.
Ink and Hair by Casey. And then here's another one. Holly Durden, Rumor Saloon Salon in Pine Bluff. Carr and Company in Benton are the best around for haircuts. Also, it's National Larry Day. I have a dog named Larry. And then, Frank, do you remember Larry Allen? Who was all pro for the Dallas Cowboys?
I got to know him and met his mom one time. He's a super easy guy to visit with, just a good, great personality, and he's a giant of a man.
And did he pass?
I didn't know that.
Didn't he pass?
Yeah, he did.
He
died very early.
Now, have you guys seen the video where he chases down? There was a interception.
Oh, fat, yes.
Yeah, he's 320 pounds, and he tracks down a.
As Jimmy Johnson was going after that speed.
Yeah, he was a multi-year Pro Bowler.
That was the same era as like Leon Lett and those guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, the Super Bowl years.
That's what I thought.
But he was one of those guys that was easy to talk to, a lot of fun, and his mom was very young, and I teased her. I thought that, you know, I said, are you Larry's wife? And, you know, she said, oh, no, I'm his mom, and she loved it, you know, but she was very easy, very fun to talk to. So I had a great opportunity to visit with them.
Larry Day, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out, I didn't remember this. Was it Larry the Bowling Ball?
It was Larry the Bowling
Ball. Is that right?
Sam Pivot came
out. Thank you on the text line.
Justin, who does your hair for you in Hot Springs? What's his name? I can't remember.
His name's Eddie.
Eddie. So Eddie's the Justin's guy.
I'm gonna give a shout out to myself. I'm gonna give a shout out to myself.
You do yourself.
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot to do up here. I don't know if you've ever seen the Palm Vine Bomb when.
Tim Tebow
go after him. So right now I'm a little thick on the side, so I'm slacking on my own job.
All right, Frank, give us the winner and the top horses for the Kentucky Derby. And the Oaks, if you want to throw that in there, too.
Well, for the Oaks, I may be mispronouncing these names because I don't know these horses. But from the people who know about horses, my friends in Kentucky tell me there's a horse named Explora, E-X-P-L-O-R-A, however you pronounce that, as the number one pick. Percy's Bar. Percy's Bar. I do know Percy Vaughn,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Friend of mine. Percy's Bar. And the third horse is Bella Ballerina.
Okay.
Bella Ballerina. So those were the three picks for the Oaks. We're a little prejudiced on our picks for the Derby because of our Bill Mott's one of my main trainers, and he won the Kentucky Derby last year, as most people know. And he has a horse named Chief Wallaby. Chief
okay.
Wallaby. And I think Chief Wallaby will be, you know, 8-1, 10-1, something, big odds. He came in second in the Florida Derby. If you're really into horses, look at the replay of the Florida Derby, because there's three horses in the Florida Derby that are going to be in the Kentucky Derby, and they were very close when they finished. And you need to watch. Chief Wallaby came in third, but he could have been second by 12 inches. So here's the deal. And then going down the list, Chief Wallaby, Father Ado, A-D-O. And that is a spendthrift horse that I really, really like, Father Ado. And the third horse is another great-looking horse. It's called The Puma, P-U-M-A, The Puma.
Who do you think is going to win it?
I didn't mention, Renegade is coming out of the one hole, won the Arkansas Derby, and really ran great at the Arkansas Derby. I think there's a slight chance that Renegade is going to get maybe
scratched,
but
is
not
that
a big chance. I said 50%. Right. I'm going to say 10%. But anyway, here's the deal on Renegade. He comes out of the one hole. They have moved the gate over now where it used to be, where you're right up against the rail, but they've got a new gate, and so he will come down the stretch. It's a long stretch in front of the stands. And when you have, normally, folks, you have 10, 12, or 7 or 8. You have smaller, 12 is the biggest field. And most times you're racing 8 or 9 horses. This is 20 horses abreast of each other. And when they come into the first turn, half the horses lose the race because they all funnel down trying to cut the number of lengths they're going to run. So if you can imagine 20 horses coming down on top of, so whoever's in the one position, even though he's in there, so each one of them is hitting the other one going down to the left. So they just get the mortal, you know what, beat out of them. So the theory is that Renegade has enough speed that they could drop him back to the back of the pack. In other words, when they come out of the deal, they come down the stretch, he could just fade back and let the other idiots go to the left.
Sure.
And it's said that at least half of the horses, great horses, get the races over in the first turn of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in other racing, because there's not that much pressure going down there. But when a horse gets hit hard, the horse is sort of like you as a person. Somebody comes and hits you as hard as they can on your shoulder, you might not want to run the rest of the way.
Right.
So, but Renegade has the speed and the endurance to drop, I believe,
right,
to drop back and then follow them. It's such a long race, and you got to remember, for people who are listening and who are not into racing, this is a mile and a quarter. There are none of these horses, none of them of the 20, have ever run a mile and a quarter in a race. So it's a new distance. So you may have the greatest race horse in the world, but his length is a mile and a 16th or a mile and an 8th, and then he's given out. He doesn't have any more. So that the reason you have so many non-favorites win is because of the first turn and so much traffic. And then you have these horses that are great horses, but they are tired at a mile and an 8th. So Renegade in Arkansas Derby came like a steam.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Fine. So I think he could drop back, pick up half the field going down the back. And if you ever saw the Mind That Bird race, when Calvin Burrell came around the last turn, he was probably 18th, and then he looked like somebody shot him out of cannon, and he just got on the rail, and there was nobody on the rail, which is the shortest distance, obviously. And Mind That Bird not only won, but he won by lengths, and the announcer didn't even see him coming. He was calling the first two or three up there, and he came Mind That Bird. So if you like racing, go on the internet and watch the Mind That Bird race. But I think Chief Willoughby, if I pronounce it right, it'll be a long odd to be a good bet horse.
All right, there you have it. The picks from Frank Fletcher, everybody. There he is.
Thank you, Frank. That's free.
RJ Hawk joins us now. Good morning, RJ.
Hey, guys.
Wait, sir, Hawkey.
I just literally learned more from Frank than I did any horse racing show on the Buzz or anything like that. Time for a show, Frank. You know, they've got, I think, that Oakland race day. You can just go over there and do that with Justin.
I told the boys you got the Gatorade bath last night at Dickie Stevens.
I did, yes. Yes, I did. It was a nice walk-off win for the house to win the legislative softball game.
Justin asked, was that because of your performance, because you were so, or because you were the team captain that you got the drink?
I think probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
So myself and Tyler Dees and Denver Peacock, we kind of help organize this thing. We raised over $50,000 for charities last night.
There's Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters and Central, the Children's Advocacy Centers of Arkansas.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Funny. And so, you know, a lot of people go, a bunch of legislators out there playing softball and stuff. But man, it was a great night, and I went 3-for-3 with 4 RBI.
Wow, this is slow pitch, right?
Nice. Slow pitch, yeah. So you guys know Carl West with Bodittle Wines and Spirits. He's a professional softball player. He came out and helped. Chris Walker was there.
Okay. Anybody hit one out of the park?
Not anybody in the legislature. Jeremy Wooldridge almost hit one out.
It's tough to hit a softball out of
the park. I hit the top of the fence in left field.
You took it to the fence?
On the fence. And so I hit the SoFi sign. And,
look at you.
So, yeah, it was fun, man. It was a great night. And, now Tim Howard, who was one of the professional softball players that we had, he was an all-time pitcher. He hit one up in the berm out to the stadium. So it was fun watching those guys hit.
Do you feel like you redeemed yourself since your last performance on the at the South Play?
Well, I didn't throw out a first pitch, but you know what? I tell you what, Frank, you know, so back in 2011 when I was working for the station, it was kind of, we had Buzz night, right?
Yep.
And they said, hey, we need somebody to throw out the first pitch. And Baz didn't want to do it. Roger, nobody wanted to do it. They said, RJ, why don't you go throw out the first pitch? You're a baseball guy. You go throw out the first pitch. I said, okay, sure. I've never been on them. Like, I don't get – outfielders don't get on the mound, right? And so I get out there, and as we walk out, Basil's with his phone doing all this stuff. And he goes –
I had to document it.
You better throw a fastball, and it better be a strike. Yeah. That's what he says, it just like that. And I go – no, I was just planning on lobbing it, like just planning on getting it there. And I get on the mound, and y'all, I kind of blacked out a little bit, and the ball rolled out of my hand, and it wasn't a good look.
It
rolled to home plate. And not only that, but that night, the Travs had a big series, and so they had Channel 7, Channel 11, Channel 4 all there, right? And so
you spiked it?
That night, I get home, I turn on the news, and Sully is leading the sports cast.
Oh,
with,
boy.
Have you seen a bad first pitch?
Stevens.
And so then it goes on to the next night because Janelle Lilly, who used to be at KTV, she threw out the first pitch. So then Sully brings back mine and goes side by side with me and Janelle Lilly. So,
have you seen that, Justin? Have you seen the pitch? You remember that?
No, I haven't. That's why I was asking. So you spiked it?
Go on YouTube. You can see it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So
it was. Well, at least you listened again. You redeemed yourself a little bit. 3-3 last night.
I do love Frank and guys that it was 2011 when that happened. And so the other day, Speaker Evans and President Hester for the Senate, they're on the show with these guys. And I'm driving, going to show a house, and I've got the Buzz on. And all of a sudden I hear, well, you know, RJ Hawk used to, he kind of embarrassed himself on the mound. And I'm like, ooh. Yeah, Baz just keeps putting the knife in the wound.
Well, I'm glad you exercised that demon of that pitch last night. Yeah. So for a good cause.
Yeah.
Speaking of softball, I do want, you know, Frank and Zippy, we really, probably more than any other radio show in the country, work hard to have a lot of Razorback athletes, these NIL calls. And this was from the mom of Bree Ellis, who was a National Player of the Year. And so it's been fun. One of the things, Roger, you know, I get to do, I'm dealing with a parent sometimes, like Anthony Black's mom. You know, what a great, you know, you don't know if these parents are sick of you or whatever. So this is what she wrote me last week. She goes, hey, David, I want to let you know I had the honor of listening to your Morning Mayhem show last Friday with Ella, who was the current third baseman for the Razorbacks, Bree, their daughter, and Coach Stifel. What a treat. She goes, it was important for you to know how thankful I am for y'all supporting women's sports. Without men like you and the guys on your show, letting all the sports guy knows it's okay to watch women's sports and enjoy watching women's sports, we would not be making the strides we currently are making. Thank you guys for being so sweet to Bree and always including her. Thanks for being a Courtney Dyfel supporter. Bree's 2 years at Arkansas were the best 2 years yet. Wish you guys continued success. If you ever need anything in Houston, let us know. That's Molly Ellis. How cool is that?
What a nice deal.
Yeah, yeah.
What a nice deal.
Very kind. Yeah, and that was the player of the year. Of course, we've got Ella McDowell, who was just best friends with her. But you know what, Roger? You know, you bust your butt to do those kind of things, and you know it's profitable for the station. It's profitable for the athlete.
But she said it when she said it's important to her. Yeah. For us to know, or for you to know.
Yeah, we're proud of the fact because we listen. I had not. Of course, you know you're coaching your daughter's team,
yeah.
and Justin, you got three daughters that you're coaching, and so except Roger and I really had not done a lot of his women's sports, Frank and Zippy, but it's a big deal, and we've enjoyed it, and we just 100%. keeping this open.
100%.
This year they get to go to the World Series.
What a great strides that basketball program. Baseball, softball program.
Yeah. Oh.
It's unbelievable. National.
Yeah, they really are. So we're hoping this is the year they can get to Oklahoma City for the World Series because they've been knocking on the door. And so, anyway, it's great to get those kind of that kind of feedback. So, 661-1037. If we've got RJ's open, Christian or Ron, just go ahead and just hit that so we can make RJ official today.
Go ahead, Chrissy.
If you don't, that's okay.
Well, it's just...
Is it frozen?
No, it's on a different page. We just have to...
By the way, too, your sponsor, Don Grisham, National State Wholesale, shot his first turkey yesterday.
I saw his first turkey. I saw the Facebook. Did you see the war paint on his face?
I did.
He was ready to roll.
Frank, Don has got a... Go ahead. And I'll tell the story afterwards.
Just turned 70 and got his first turkey.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster,
real estate
agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Grisham, at Natural State Wholesale.
They go, yeah, so congrats to Don for doing that and sponsoring RJ. And you guys are almost finished with your legislative business?
We wrapped up yesterday. So yesterday was the final day of the fiscal session. So we're done. Now we'll have the special session starting on Monday, and the governor's going to hopefully send out the call today, and then that'll be for an income tax cut that we'll be doing. So, that'll happen Monday. It could go to Wednesday or Thursday, just depending on how fast things move.
From our Middleton Eaton Air text line, Roger, your forearms are looking ripped.
What?
Your forearms are looking ripped.
Oh, really?
So the camera's obviously showing off your guns there, Roger.
Oh, I didn't know.
How about that?
Know.
And the hair's looking good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think.
Zippy was going, why are you wearing a hat? You know, because it's a Fletcher hat. Do you know that?
I hope it's not copyright laws. I asked for Steve Qualls to make it special for me. It's one of a kind. Thank you. I love it. Well, it's only, my head is still, it's still got some redness on there. So there's a part of me that is still egotistical.
Well, once you get that full head of hair, you cannot wear a hat when the camera's on you.
No, can't do it. And I won't do it.
No.
Well, the only thing that I cannot do that I could do before I had the hair transplant was get a sunburn on my head or let the sun on my head. I can't do that yet. Obviously, there's going to be a time when I don't have to wear a hat out in the sun, doing my yard, doing whatever, because everybody gets to see the hair and all that. So until the doctor tells me, I'm doing everything he tells me to do, right down to the T. So I want to make sure he's successful at giving me the opportunity.
Is it still coming back gray?
It's my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to come back anything but what it was.
Oh, so I didn't know it was somebody else's hair.
It's not magic. No, they did. Baz offered some, but it,
okay. I did. I offered to step in case there was an emergency.
It's true. I had several people.
But it wasn't from his head.
It's also National Day Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Now, Frankie, your dogs are German Shepherds. And you usually always get that. But I have a lot of respect for people that will go to a shelter and keep a dog from being, put to sleep and that kind of deal. And so
my right hand, Brenda Ransom, every dog I mean, she works at the shelter, goes volunteers, takes the dog walking, and then she finds some homes.
Yeah.
You know? So she absolutely, I think a lot of people absolutely love to go save a dog.
That's just awesome. And you know who else does a lot of that? Double R and Care. I mean, they
don't they have like 14?
First of all, happy birthday to Care. Happy birthday, Care.
Nah,
just in case I miss it. We do have cat. We have dogs, cats, llamas, and three alpacas, and we keep them all.
Yeah, I always hear. Let me tell you, at 5:30, Justin, I give you one guess. What happens at 5:30 every day before going to a break or coming out of a break on Drive Time Sports? Do you have any idea?
I poop or scoot.
No.
Shout out to Riverfront Steakhouse.
It is the shout out to Riverfront. It's the longest commercial
salad bar.
It's the longest commercial on the buzz of any 3 days. Is Randy on the?
It's not.
I would tell you. I guarantee when Frank, you're in your car, if 5:30, you're turning to make sure Randy gets the Riverfront Steakhouse.
Well, what's funny is that you know I have a great relationship with Randy. And,
yes.
And since it's live, we change it a lot, and I forget to send in what we want to promote.
Yes.
So Randy hit 4:00,
yes,
you know, the first commercial break. He'll text me and I'll go, "You forgot. We got to do something." So and a lot of times it'll be 5:00, and I'll be coming in on an airplane or something. So, but you know, by having a great relationship with Randy, we do a lot of things that are pretty spontaneous.
Yeah, that's okay. Randy's a pro at that. By the way, if you heard something there a few minutes ago, there is a drone that is flying. There's a drone flying over us inside the showroom. It's Jeremy Flynn and his wife Alicia. The Flyover Agency, they're doing your social media now.
That's right. They've took us from the Stone Ages to more professional, great content, and they've been great to work with.
I give Frank credit for doing that. Frank's always a guy who's looking for new ways to do it, and sometimes you don't understand all this stuff. They have done a great job for the Touchdown Club, raising the bar, the Brules Award, and so you just said, hey.
Well, he showed me a deal on our Frank Fletcher
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. He showed me a couple, and I thought like they were professional actors, but they were actually real customers. And so Sippy was just telling me during the show that they asked him, "Would you mind being interviewed?" And I guess Jeremy was here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, but it they were so good. Yeah. I mean, if I couldn't have picked somebody off of the Tonight Show,
it would have
been any better than this couple was.
That's
they went
want.
Back and got them a Fletcher hat.
Very
he
nice.
Shows them in the parts department getting a hat. And they talked about how easy it was to buy a car. And I guarantee you, when you see that, it looks real. You know,
yes.
It's like, it was real. They had just bought a car. It wasn't, but they spoke so clearly and so enthusiastic that I want to hire them.
Very, very nice, very nice. We'll come back, we'll visit with Belinda Mayo. You know, she's not having to rush to get to a Channel 7 shoot, so we'll visit with her. Last night I went to bed at about 3:30, right? Justin, I don't know if you got a text from me about 2. Frank, sometimes I get my hours and days mixed up. And
it's called being a vampire.
I take advantage of a 23-hour day.
That's the way to go.
And I'm riding on a high, right? High
you're
of
like
life.
On 2 hours sleep right now?
Yes.
Oh.
But I'm riding on a high of life.
Yeah.
So anyway, Justin, I didn't think I'd wake you up last
high
night.
High of life.
Yeah. But I sent you a video about a JUCO baseball player. Yeah.
I was waiting for a low blow to Roger.
No. Yeah, listen. I didn't think I'd wake you up, Justin. That's why I sent it. Of course, I did emails last night about 2:30 in the morning, just trying to get work done. So, life's good, isn't it, Frank?
I may not
be here tomorrow, but I'm going to make sure
you're not sleeping and getting rest.
I'm going to make sure today.
We always say you better enjoy your life.
That's exactly right. We enjoy being here with Frank and Zippy. They're doing deals. I mean, left and right. They're going to got one day to get deals done.
Right.
So if you've been thinking about it, today's the day to come.
Hey, if you want to try to buy a Ram, come buy one today.
Right. Yeah, today.
Because you might not be here tomorrow.
That's right.
So get it today.
Leave
it for somebody.
8:30. They'll go away.
Nolan Souza, Drive Time Sports each week, brought to you by Seth Board with Shelter Insurance on Main Street in Jacksonville. Call Seth today for all your insurance needs, 501-982-6465.
Texas Sports Center.
Arkansas baseball won their final midweek game of the year by beating Northwestern State 5-2. The Hogs once again took a late lead using a Micah New sack fly to take a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. Cujillo Aloy would knock a run in the seventh as well. And Ryder Helfrich would give the Hogs their fifth run by hitting TJ Pompey in the eighth. After the game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked about the team's inconsistencies and it being time to show up.
Well, we got to continue to get better. We play really good and we play okay. We need to elevate and stay there. And I think they know it. We just talked about it a little bit. It's kind of that time of year you got to turn it on. It's kind of hard to go back and forth. What are you? And I think we have talent. We have kids who want to be good and want to play good, want to win. It's time to play good a lot. And if you don't win, you don't win. You got to play more consistent.
Arkansas will host 17th-ranked Ole Miss for a three-game series starting tomorrow. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We're going to have a mostly cloudy sky today with a high temperature of 67 and a little breezy. Northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, dropping down to 52. Tomorrow stays cool, cloudy at a high of 65, plus a 20% chance of shower tomorrow afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds, we'll take a look at Arkansas's midweek game against Northwestern State and start looking ahead to Ole Miss. Plus, Richard Davenport from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and WholeHogSports.com will join us. We'll get an update on football recruiting and the basketball portal. Plus, we'll talk a little Little Rock Trojans golf. All that and a whole lot more coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate, always good parlays, plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
North Carolina will have 4 seconds. It was a great save by Ballantyne. He was surprised by the pass. He thought that Robertson was going to shoot and had the presence to nail the 10-foot.
Wrong one.
That was the end of North Carolina loss to Arkansas in Pine Bluff. A couple things here before we go to Melinda Mayo. Somebody said Roger thought about accepting Baz's hair donation, but Sam was concerned about the side effects of spleas, late taxes, and eating in bed. There you go. That may be the case. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. I do want to thank Don Grisham for sponsoring RJ. Get by Natural State Wholesale. They got a warehouse. They got all the flooring that you can imagine. Start with them first.
Yeah. And he got his
first
Mother's
yesterday.
Day dinner.
That's exactly right.
His Mother's Day dinner.
And I think that Melinda has a lot to cover. Let's go ahead and bring her in, Christian, if you can.
Sorry, Christian.
What we do, we...
Well, yeah, slipping back and forth.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Guys, I tell you what, in retirement, I'm definitely getting more sleep than one David Basil. That's one thing I'm doing is getting
sleep. How does it feel? And go ahead and push her up a little bit more, Christian, if you can, her levels if a little bit higher if you can. So how does it feel, Melinda, after 35 years and mostly getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning? How does it feel to sleep in? What time are you sleeping to now, the last week or two?
I still wake up like about 3:30, which was my normal time. Usually I was on the road about 3:30 headed into work, but that's about when, I guess, just my 25 years of it, body clock wakes me up. And I tell you what, I do not have any trouble rolling over and going back to sleep with a little smile on my face. So it's been great. Usually I get up. I've been sleeping into about 8 o'clock some mornings. And that's crazy in my world. So, yeah, I'm
very
enjoying
nice.
That part of it for sure.
We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Say hello to Frank and Zippy, Melinda.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Frank. Hello, Zippy. You guys doing? It's a little chilly this morning out there.
It was. I was a little surprised. Did you notice that, Roger?
I brought a jacket.
Yeah. What was the tip this morning when we...
54.
Yeah. I didn't mind it at all.
No, I didn't mind it. Didn't mind it at all.
Now Melinda, I was saying earlier, since you've retired, I've seen you on social media a little bit more. Have you become an influencer? Yes.
Well, I tell you what, for 39 years on TV, I've had so many questions about where do you buy your clothes, where do you get your makeup, and all those kind of questions. And so for years, I'll answer them, but I haven't really been able to talk about products that I use. So I said, you know what? After that many years, let me put it out there and see what happens as far as, people wanting to know what I use and what I love. So I'm trying a little bit of that, I may have to come to Frank Fletcher and check out some of his cars soon.
They will take care of you here for sure. Now, also, you had a great stay over at Oaklawn. Wayne Smith took good care of you somewhere in the last week or two.
I tell you what, guys, what an experience. I know you guys have had the royal treatment there, but I had not until this weekend. So a few weeks ago, you guys had Wayne Smith on, general manager of Oaklawn, and he invited me to a one-night stay at the resort to celebrate my retirement. So I took him up on it, and I actually made it a girl's day with my best friend. Mark stayed home and kept the dog. So we went over there, stayed at that resort. What an experience. How beautiful to have a room trackside, to wake up in the morning and to just open your window and the horses are out there exercising. And she and I said, we grew up going to see the horse races, but if you're from out of state, you never saw that. Imagine what a cool experience that is to wake up and, there's trainers and jockeys out there.
Yeah.
Right outside your window, you can watch the races. I got the Oaklawn app downloaded on my phone for the first time, so I could bet from my room. And then he invited us to services at the spa, and I think that Astral Spa was the biggest surprise to me. How big and luxurious it is! You get the robes, you get the slippers. I mean, it's really, really a world class destination right here in Arkansas.
I also saw where you're doing the movie thing. By the way, Justin, I mentioned to Roger earlier, I don't know if you've seen Bronx Tale, but I watched Bronx Tale for the first time last night with a
Bronx Tale. Just
a Bronx Tale.
It's okay.
Yeah, and
I haven't. I'm not.
It's actually a pretty darn good. Have you seen that before, Frank, with De Niro and with Chaz
Palminteri?
What's
the name of it?
It's called a Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale.
It was De Niro's first directing.
Joe Pesci's got a great scene in it.
Yeah,
where he comes.
What network's it on?
Yeah, no, it's a movie.
You can probably stream it anywhere.
Yeah, it came out in 1993.
Is that when it was?
Yeah, 1993, and it was before he did Usual Suspects. Before, but Palminteri was in that. So you saw the Michael Jackson movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you gave it a thumbs up. Is that right, Melinda?
I think so. Yeah. So I saw it last night. So that's something I'm trying to make time to do on retirement now, go to the movies, because you know I didn't do that a whole lot. Getting up at 3 a.m. but went to see MJ last night. I don't feel like it showed us anything we didn't already know. This is really produced and approved by the Jackson family. I think most people know Jermaine's son plays Michael. He brilliantly, I mean, he did a lot of the singing himself, as a matter of fact. What I really enjoyed were the concert scenes. How amazing. I mean, and I saw it in IMAX, and if you have a chance to do that, I would say do it, because it feels like you're at the concert, or feels like you're up on stage with him. Pretty amazing. LaToya is in it, but I was interested that they never even mentioned Janet. They call all the other kids by name. She didn't want anything to do with it, apparently. So she's not mentioned at all. And then at the end, it says his story continues. So I looked it up, and they have shot some more scenes that there might be a sequel. I think they were going to see if this one did well, which obviously it has. But they actually have shot some at Neverland. It's under another owner. The family doesn't own it anymore, but they did shoot, like, the raid at Neverland when he's accused of sexual abuse. So they were going to go into that apparently in this movie, but then they found that one of the lawsuits, the settlement agreement, said that this particular accuser's name could never be mentioned in a movie or TV, so they backed away from that. So it stopped after the victory tour, when he really breaks away from his dad finally and goes solo. But I'd say it's worth it. If you love the music, you love the dancing, go see it.
We're visiting with Melinda Mayo, brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials. So it's really weird. Today is National Mahjong Day. You guys know what that is?
Is that a game?
It is.
Yeah.
So I walk in this place yesterday called Swing Social, and I walk in there, and I'm just going to work on my computer, and there's about 25 women. And then they're all sitting around, and I said, what's going on here? Is this a function? They go, no, it's just these ladies get together and play Mahjong. Have you ever heard of it, Frank?
No.
Melinda, I was going to see if you had heard of this game, and it's apparently it's been around since the 1800s, but now it's got a rebirth because what?
It's not because of what I said. I mean, I know Costanza, his mom plays that.
Is that right?
On an episode. Yeah, this is 1990.
Okay.
1991, '92, '93, so it's been that long. But no, this game has been around on your computer. You had Minesweep. This was part of one of those games that came with your computer or phone back in the day as well.
Melinda, I didn't know if you knew about this game or not, but it's apparently the new hot thing to do. So I was going to check, see, since you're up on all the new things that kids are doing. They're not kids, anybody's doing today.
The kids are doing it. I'm absolutely familiar with it. I absolutely do not know how to play it, but you're right. It's the biggest thing right now. And these women are serious. Like, you don't mess with them and their mahjong. And it's apparently pretty difficult to learn. But you're right, it goes back. Mark knows how to play it, and he said his grandmother taught him how to play it. And these sets are really expensive. Like, women are investing a lot. Each of the tiles is really fancy. And I'm actually emceeing a Mahjong night, I think, this summer for Act for Rwanda, one of my favorite charities. So I told him, I said, ladies, I don't know anything about it. They said, we'll teach you. So we'll see. But it's very serious. I mean, they're not joking. And, you know, bunco is a big deal for women, where they throw dice and they laugh and they drink cocktails. Mahjong is a whole different deal. They sit there and they're, like, studying the board. Seriously.
The other thing, I think I want to mention, too, you know, obviously you're from Jefferson County and Pine Bluff. Frank, you know that area very well. Yep. Monty Coleman passed a few days ago, and I saw Joe Gibbs yesterday put out a statement. There have been a lot of accolades. We had Mark May on Monday because Mark was a teammate. And what's amazing, Melinda, about Monty Coleman, Justin, I don't know if you're is familiar with him. He played at UCA. I don't think he played high school football. Yeah, so he comes out, he plays, I think he's a safety at UCA. He goes on like the 12th round to the Washington Redskins and goes on to play for 16 years at inside linebacker, which pretty darn amazing when you play in the league 16 years as an inside linebacker. But he was a freak show physically. He just was a 6'3", 230-pound beast. And, you know, RJ, I was saying if UCA ever built statues,
yeah,
it would be a Scottie Pippen. And a Monty Coleman. So anyway, yeah. I didn't know if you had much interaction with Monty being a Pine Bluff girl.
Just when he came back to coach UAPB was really when I met him at first, because he was a little bit older than me. But just like you said, one of those football giants that made you so proud to be from Pine Bluff and did things the right way and came back and coached UAPB for several seasons. I think one of conference championships. There. So I did meet him several times, like, you know, Pine Bluff four ball golf tournament when I was down there for that. And what a kind guy. You really would not have known. Again, just a humble guy, like I mentioned with Bryant Kirby last week, that he never told you he played, you know, professional ball. Well, Monty never said, right, I won three Super Bowls. You know, he just said, I'm here back in Pine Bluff to lead these men. And what a great hero. So he'll be missed. And what a legacy he left behind, for sure.
Yeah, you've got to be a physical specimen to play inside linebacker for that long in the league, especially back then when they weren't protecting anybody back then. It was a rough league. So, well, listen, we're so excited that life is good, that you're sleeping in, that you're doing all your endorsements, your influence. The next thing you know, Roger, she's going to be stepping on tire toes.
She has an Amazon page.
Uh-oh, an Amazon page.
She does.
The Melinda Mayo Amazon
page. You're darn right it does. She put her outfit out there and said, you can get this outfit and many more ideas like this.
Very nice.
On Melinda's Amazon page.
All right. Well,
congrats, Melinda.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody knows your sponsor here, but you can go ahead and thank him, Melinda, if you will.
I have an Amazon that I have the best lawn and garden care in the world, that's for sure. And there's local guys, of course, Kent and Kyle Sanders with Sanders Ground Essentials. You know what? We had to skip mowing this week because it was so wet from all the rain and storms we had. So it is green and lush and beautiful, and I can't wait to mow it because it's just going to look like that green carpet. I know when we get around to it. So give them a call, 501-315-9395. Go with the local guys. They've been in business for 25 years, and there's a reason they do a great job. Hey, thank you, guys.
That's right. Thanks, Melinda. Appreciate it. Frank's an endorser.
I want to add that Sanders is the people that take care of my yard, and my yard looks like a golf green. So I'm so proud of them. They are absolutely, they're just the best. So if you want a beautiful yard, somebody to take care of it year-round, call Sanders Ground Essentials.
Yeah, they got their fingerprints on Justin's place and Roger's place and Melinda's place and Frank's place.
Family Market's place.
RJ's place.
Yeah. RJ's place.
All right, don't go away. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and they are doing deals. They got one day to reach their goals, and when Zippy gets desperate like this, and Frank does too, all bets are off.
It's stressful, but it works out for you.
It's right. It's better for you. All right, don't go away. 8:49.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carry the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. The Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price, also are fully customizable, and they can modify any design to suit your needs. They're a direct diamond importer and import all of their diamonds, so you save money. Jones & Son is located located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years. The same address and phone number for over three decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by or shop with them online at jonesandson.com. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years.
Jay Cohen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jeans.
Live in concert.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack and you died.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event Center.
Sunshine.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be alone.
Don't miss Jay Cohen live.
It's the Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show Saturday morning at the Conway Expo Hall. Car registration starts at 7 a.m. Car clubs, please arrive early and together. Spectators, it's free to get in, plus you have a chance to win up to $1,500 in door prizes.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
This is Roger Scott for FanDuel, powered by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. FanDuel is serving up a happy hour every day during the playoffs. We're talking special drops you will not want to miss, from profit boosts to bonus bets, just about anything you can think of. And the best part? It's rain or shine 24/7 every single day. So, whether you're betting the early game or gearing up for primetime, make sure you open the FanDuel app powered by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort and see what's waiting for you today. As soon as you can, head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
That's our man Justin Moore, number 14, number one hit.
Son, what are you talking about?
Hey, shout out to my guy, Reggie Green, with Delta Pest Control. We used to do a lot of business with him on the show and all that back in the day with Bill and Doris Lawrence. They're the ones that put that place on the map. They retired. But Reggie has been my guy for the last year. He's done a great job. And we just say, I know he's listening out there. Thank you, Reggie, for leaving me those extra traps to catch some of those kink snakes in. I let them go, though. I do get those snakes out. Shout out, Reggie.
Also, shout out to Bill Brashears, who's a listener who said it worked out in Hollywood.
He was an editor for lot of rock videos. Then for the Designing Women, I guess, with Harry Thomasson, or maybe even the Burt Reynolds Show. You know, they did that one too, didn't they?
Very cool.
And he also does internet or online DJ, and he said
he plays a lot of Justin Moore. He said, you tell Justin I play a lot of Justin Moore.
That's exactly the way he did. He didn't say nothing about David Allen Coe, though.
Yeah, David Allen Coe passes at the age of 84.
No, I didn't know anything.
Did you ever run across him, Justin? Before?
I did, yeah. Number of times,
What's he like? A little crazy?
Yeah. You know, I name-checked him in my first hit, Small Town USA, and I'll never forget, I was in Kansas City about to play a show, and I get this phone call, and I didn't recognize the number, so I let it go to voicemail, and it's, "Hey, Justin, this is DAC.
DAC.
What he called himself. Just want to tell you how much I appreciate whatever." So I immediately call it back. And I think it's like a buddy of mine playing a prank on me or something.
Yeah.
And I go, he answers, and I go, "Who is this?" He goes, "This is David Allen Coe." And I could tell by his voice, I'm like, "Oh, crap." But it really is him.
Yeah.
And so we actually became friendly and would text somewhat often. He's a character now. I remember watching a documentary on him one time, and, he went to prison for, I don't know, it could have been murder even. I don't even know. And he said, when I was in prison, he goes, "There was one person they told you you don't mess with." And he paused and he goes, "It was me." And I'm like, "Hey, I believe it."
So, I was reading up on it.
He really was. But really underrated, and I think Roger and I have talked about this, undervalued songwriter. He was a great songwriter.
Johnny Paycheck. What's the
take his job and shut.
Tanya
Tucker's "Will You Lay With Me?"
We played the ride
earlier.
Would you lay with me in a field of Christopherson? Would you lay with me in a field of stone?
In a field of stone.
I mean, that is
would
just.
RJ, great to see you, bud.
Yeah, man. Guys, thanks for having me.
Great.
I want to thank Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. If you need flooring, tile, fixtures, go by and see the guys, Don and the guys over at Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. You can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com.
I don't think they see Don anymore. I think Don is living out there in that piece of property.
I've been by there three times in the last 2 weeks, and Don has never been there.
He is waking up out there, that piece of property he has. He fishes.
He's got heaven. It's heaven.
Justin, have you seen pictures of his place out there?
I haven't.
It's also known as Gershon Mountain.
Yeah, it's a big area. He's got a lot of acreage out there and a little lake and all that thing. And turkeys on there.
Yeah.
Who knew? RJ, have a good one, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Hall. Hey, by the way, Monday I'm hosting The Zone with Chris Kane.
Whoa.
Chris Kane and I are doing The Zone on Monday.
Well, I'm going to listen to that one.
Yeah.
Who's your producer?
Todd.
I'm definitely listening.
We're talking, Todd, all the help he needs.
We'll ask Justin Moore. Number one, Larry, that comes to mind. Do you have one?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry.
All right.
Larry Gatlin.
What
are we thinking of?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Flint, yeah.
Yeah, Larry Flint. My favorite Larry of all time, Larry James Scott. That's my older brother.
All right, don't go away. We're live here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's 9 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the